Mishnah Daf Kochayim Aleph Batol for Evan. We have rock. The rock is one of the classic cases of something that looks like machin kufay. So if you do a mice to it, it can make it into a kli and you can use it on Shabbos. Now, we started to define last time the gather of Muxa Machmas Kufoi. One thing was Maskim Nikuli Amov, case of Muxa Machmas Kufoi, something that has no shimush during the week, and has no shimush on Shabbos. That is a classic case of Muxa Machmas Kufoi, shells, somois, no bangers around, or a mace. But Evan is a classic case of being down, there's no use for it on the week, no use for it on Shabbos, it's sand, dirt, no use for it, that's Muxa Machmas Kufoi. That's very clear, that's our Mishnah thing in Evan. That's the case, and then it says you have to miyachid it and make it into a kli. Now, l'chura, by a rak, be'etzem, it is shaykh to use during the week. It is shaykh to use, you can use it for different things. So why is it muksa? L'chura pshat is that, even though it is shaykh to be used, but since first you have to, like a two-step process, first you have to prepare it to make it usable, you have to do an hazmona to it, to make it into, I'm going to take this rak and make it into a hammer, rak and make it to keep the door open. Then once I do that, I use it as proposed to do what it is. First I make it an object, and then I use it as the object. It's a two-step process. You make it a kli, and then you use it as a kli. Let's put it together why it's a muksa machmas kufoi. If so, why can a person first take a rock and Shabbos and make it also Shabbos a kli? Take this rock and Shabbos say, I want to make it into a hammer, I want to make it into a, in most case, into a chelik of the kli. Why can you do it on Shabbos? That's partially why you can't. Since the Shmoshes was Muksa, Halacha is we pass them away, like a Yehuda, we say Migdas Katsoi, not like a Shimon, and Muksa on Tari Shabbos. Let's take another case. You have a Kli, you have a regular cup. On Shabbos, and the Shabbos, you broke the 1,000 pieces on Shabbos. Shiva Kalim. Broke on Shabbos 1,000 pieces, not worry for anything, not Mei Malachim, not Mei Malachim. The Halacha is, says Zayin, Muksa Machmas Gufoi. Well, pick up this piece of glass, a miyachid, for an object, to be a bottle cap. Can you do that on Shabbos? When enter Shabbos, it was not muksa. You have no migil iskatsoi. Come Shabbos to pro, shiva kem, very, very good. Well, I'm a miyachid for ishamshim. What's the problem being miyachid to clean on Shabbos if you think you have no problem with iskatsoi? Is there anything wrong making something usable on Shabbos? So the Chaim Nox says, Shulchan, declares the Shaila by Pesachim, and doesn't stand one mice, what's wrong being miyachid to clean on Shabbos? If there's no problem, Migdas Katsoi. Maisim Shlom Zalman and the Melgiashim both asked him, Shlom Zalman, Shlom Shloimel, and then Lum to Shmir Shabbos. He writes, there's still a shy of the concept of Migdas Katsoi, because Maisim will enter into Shabbos, the thing that you want to use it as, you want to use it now as a bottle cap. But that concept, it sounds like he's do say Migdas Katsoi. I was not Muksa at all, but for being a bottle cap was Muksa. Thank you, Mangas Kiddush, Migdas Katsoi. This is what you want to use it for. There was no shaykh to it. And it's not Mei Malach, not Mei Malach, so therefore Maisa is Muksa.
We don't hold the deadline.
What?
We don't hold the deadline.
We do, we hold Maisa, it's a Shiva Kilma, it's a brand new thing, and therefore you...
I'm not going to have a comment,
there's no deadline,
it wasn't clean,
I'm going to have a comment. Right, but this is now with Oitkli, over here with Oitkli.
Why?
If we broke 1,000 pieces, it's a rock, mamish. You want to make a rock and make it into a kli.
Why
not Mei Malacha? Not Mei Malacha, no. You want to take it, and usually the glass you throw out. That's a depth throw out. It's mamish oitkli and gansim. You can make something and make a yichil oilam. It's something and take a rock, mamish shiva kelim, a rock, and make a yichil oilam. You want miyachil oilam. So it says to some zamli, Yimangas Kiddush, I don't know where the spore, where the mamboka with this is. We want to say, still applies in Gidus Katsoi. Why? Because Gidus Katsoi, for this thing, it was never right to be. Miyuchel la'olam want to enter Shabbos. The answer is because Yitzchak says the lashon is lashon is could be the same besides, but the person cannot make a kli on Shabbos. If you have no kli to make a kli, I'm not asking myself why not. Who can? Why can't you make a kli? If Shlomo Zalman says you can't make a kli, the answer says you cannot make a kli on Shabbos. What's nafkamina? Partially the case. The answer is talking about a case where you eat these apricots in your soul, and when you finish with it, they are kiss. But what do you do with that? All the kids play with them. They use them as grabbers, or they play games, or rock, whatever they play with them. All the kids have them. Why? Because they don't have the thing that they look at to what all the kids in America do. They have nothing else to really do. They play with Africa. That's what they do. That's what they have. All these Israeli kids, they trade, they work with it, tell parents to buy apricots just for that reason. So far, it says, Rabbi Asher, come Shabbos, it's It's an apricot. You ate it. What happened? It's a shivek li. That's in its garbage. Now the kid wants miyachid. They play with it forever. They play with it forever and always. So it'll be yashiv. No after. Mochzi gomer.
That's what existed before Shabbat.
It truly existed before Shabbat.
But he was
miyachid. He came miyachid when it's inside. Right now it's bottled to the pit. Kehilas for free. And he said, don't say you're tomorrow.
Why is that? That is the one that's sort of a shivek kehilas.
So that's Pitta came in Bethlehem, Shirei Kelim, Bethlehem is worth for nothing. Bethlehem is nothing, it's garbage, it's worth for nothing.
What is the word Bethlehem?
You're saying
what
that
means? As a food, you might know. What is it? It's a food, Bemalach, Bemalachdom. It's not even a Kli Bethlehem, it's only food. Bethlehem is food, it's not a Kli. There's nothing to do with the thing. It's a food. Oh my, what happened? The food's gone, you're left with what? A rock.
If you're saying that the kids convinced their parents to buy apples as opposed to apples, so then the fruit is bottled.
No. You're paying money for it. No, it's not going to happen that way. Little Yashu Paskin, for this reason, these apricots, which he says, the mice is a son of Zmon. Why you always have to choose that you have to have Zmon, and the Zmon cannot be done on Shabbos. On Shabbos, if a mice is Smokso. What? Yeah, also be Smokso. Both of them will agree. But he's got Yashu on this case. For Siddur from down, but from Yashu, this case is Smokso. As far as I see around, the kids take them on from the kids to take them away. They probably from the kids do it. I'm saying you don't know Yashu, no possibly Yashu, but the thing is not like that. Mice, that's one case. Now, once we say the Torah, they have to do what Hazmona to make it quickly, and then use it quickly. The shell is how far they take this Torah. That something that's not usable right now. It's not usable on Shabbos. It's not usable during the week. That's Musa Machmas Gufoy. Moshe will take a case. Person has a piece of paper. A piece of paper is not usable during the week, only for what? To write upon it. But if you don't write upon it, it's a rock. A piece of paper is a rock. Except you can make it usable writing upon it, then you use it by reading it. It's a two-step process to make a piece of paper worth something. You write and then you read. Is that Moksha Machmas Gufoy? Or Shlishi Machmas Lesser? What is it? Are you using the piece of paper? Or no, you first have to make it right for you, and then you use it by reading it. How do you look at it? How do you look at a piece of paper? We saw a son kiss. We have a close son kiss. Let's say not son kiss. Comes along with Moshe, and that's when the Shulchan Aruch says, it's Moshe Machmas Gufoy. Because first you have to write, and then you write, you read it. The two-step process. That's making it into a functional Kli. Right now, if you were not reading, you wouldn't write it, right?
There are many people just do it just draw for enjoyment.
Might do a lot of things. When people play rocks on the floor, but that's nothing. And people kick them with a pedal and play with it, but that's better than nothing. No, she was the Kli. The Kli B'Essim is not a Kli until you write the paper you're selling is not a dual.
You have to read before Shabbos?
What?
You have to read before
Shabbos? No. You have to write before Shabbos. If you have to write, it's Moshe Machmas Gufoy. Why? Because you did not make it into a usable asset. It's not usable yet. A rock, you have to make it usable. If I designate it, it becomes usable as a Kli.
You can't say that's the only use of paper. They sell...
I'm saying it's only use, but that's what it's made for. That's what it is. But that's what it is from the seed. It's a rock until you designate it. You want to make it into an airplane, it's an airplane.
It's construction paper for a reason.
Fine. Okay. When you make the airplane, it's not an airplane. We're writing up an S and a piece of paper, says Moshe and Shulchan Aruch Rav that way. Others want to argue, and the use itself is writing, the use itself is making the airplane, that is the use. So my colleague, how do you look at it? Everyone agrees that something you have to designate it and then use it, that about Moshe Machmas Gufoy. What is paper? Is writing the use? Or no, the reading is the use, and the writing is just a way to get to the use. Is it? That's the shadow, my colleague. Another case, going to this, very big nachmina. There's all appliances in the house that is not working on Shabbos. If it's not working on Shabbos, and it won't work during the week, is it usable during the week? Your fan's not on during the week. It's not usable. It's a rack. But as the fan not connected on during the week, it's a rack. But what do you have to do? You have to plug it in, then use it. Then you face it towards you, face other people.
Please.
If you don't plug it in, the norm just see, it's nothing.
It's
nothing. A rack is a Kli also when you designate it. You make it usable. Right now, it's not usable. Right now, it's nothing. And therefore, the Yashin says, that was a doyma too. He said, "Etzem was a Kli when it was on, and what happened? It came off. It's a shivek kelim. Shivek kelim of a rock."
Shivek kelim was shivek.
No, it wasn't. Body when it was working was a Kli, right? That's partial. Plug came out. Now what is it? It's a rock. Every Kli.
A
bar. A bar. A bar. Be taken. Smashed 1,000 pieces. What was it? It's shivek Kli. It's not that. Right now, since you cannot use in the situation, it's like a rock.
And if you plugged in and it wasn't turned on, it's also
right. Right, so you have to...
If you had it on, you had the power on, it doesn't share anything, because you have to take the power
off.
No,
it's not usable. The pot, you put it on. You put on the fire, that you should put onto the fire.
That's the
way of using it, and the way of getting it to make it usable. That's why the person in this case, I'm giving you what we asked for. The whole thing, what you're saying, the child is like a piece of paper. We need to draw the line. Is it a two-step process, or is it a one-step? Is it using it by plugging in, that's the way I used it? And from the down, the other one, and from the down, to the bottom,
well,
the true, you tell me, the most is a cliche, not literally said by a fan. Tell me otherwise. Fine, that's how you use it. From the down, tiny stack, like that's how you use it. And the Asher, and the father in Lakewood, he's a stack, and from Yehuda, and I heard Moshe and Moshe can find it. They say that he held, like a piece of paper, it's Moshe Machmas Kufa. Why is it a two-step
what
process?
Not plugged in, or not plugged on?
Either one. Don't make a difference. Same thing. Doesn't make a difference. From Zaptan, Akimam is pointed, not pointed. From Zaptan, even if it is pointed, according to Chazal, it's still a big Kushim Akhtar. The other thing, even if you from Zaptan, it's still Muslim Akhtar. It's not useful right now. Right now during the week, not being plugged in, not being on. What's that? It's Iraq. So, again, Machalikis, over here, I think the island is one like Lahakul, Yishlaim. You can take a third case, you have two shadows. I was asking, what about a pen or a pencil? What is that? It's a mukhs machlis kufa, a klish machlis. Which one is it? So one you can ask, what mitad you, what looks like a piece of paper, you have to write upon first. And then you read it, so what do you do with the pen? The pen is not until you write, until you read the ink. So this is a mukhs machlis kufa now. Or the klish machlis. So that even Moshe himself writes, where Moshe himself says, no, about the klish machlis. Moshe is the one with a piece of paper, mukhs machlis kufa. He said, a pen is klish machlis. And he writes, it's category 2, but what's the difference? There's no such thing as category 2 where Moshe writes. But it's anyway, it's motor to group with family. He says, he tell me, no chances, so what? Category 2 is motor. Category 2 means there's no chances of heaven. No chances, what can you do with it? You can only write with it. Now, does emotion really hold as category 2 or not? I don't know, it could be, he didn't care if it doesn't make a difference according to him. But he says, even if it is, it doesn't make a difference. The Lo Chamoksa Shalom Yonison says, is category 2 and therefore it's not where Shmei Shabbat will call it, says, is category 2 and therefore you cannot move at all, Shmei Shabbat. And the Shalom Yonison says, you cannot move a pen, it's category 2. Unless you're besides the Kaddik. The Svara against them, Lamaisa, if first we'll say it's not category 2, it's very simple. Rashi already says, and Shalom Yudah says, very simple is that you point with it, or you, and when you read, or you scratch your back with it, it has use to it. And it's not Moshe Rabbeinu Abiyas, Mokhoz, only most of it's category 1. The Svara, why it's not Moshe Machmas Kufa, why should it be that in a piece of paper? Because you have to say, in Abiyas, everyone knows a pen is only used to write with. That's how a person looks at it. A piece of paper, a person looks at you write when you read. The pen itself, the cleat that you're holding, what are you going to do with the pen? You write, then it's the ink you're reading, but not the pen. The pen only has one use. It's used to write. Because paper is not used to write upon, it's used to read it. So the difference between a piece of paper is used to read it, and the pen is used to write. The pen, everyone agrees, is Klish Mach Lisser. But Chalik is category 1 and category 2. But it's about the Klish Mach Lisser. The only one asking in life should be, we discussed last time, anything done through kiloi gets used up, should be like bleach or kerosene. In those cases, machlek is the most amount of scuba kleesh machlek. Here, then it gets used up. So if it gets used up, and that's the function of a pen, therefore, the clear around the pen only buses the ink, should be most amount of scuba in mitzab. The place for machma by gasoline or any of the other cases by fire soap. If anyone's machma by soap, I'm should machma by scroll. Should be machma also by pen. Ma'aseh Moshe is makel by pen. What's the chiluk? So the Shamiyans and the Gideon says Kasha. And he says, true, even though the ink inside gets used up, but no one looks at the function, if the holding around, the hold around there was only a process, holding the ink to say, but no one looks at the hold around it as a process. Everyone looks at being one whole object. So true, maybe the ink gets used up, but the whole entire object is not getting used up. Anybody else looks at being a whole object. Oh, so they say pen refill, in other cases it gets a lot of different cases. The economy gets used up, pen refill maybe, or ink, just ink itself. Let's say if ink in a jar, economy, that'll be most amount of scoop for you. Exactly, you can still say that case to be a Klish Mach Lisser, but his case he's saying, if you buy a jar of ink, well, safe in that case, the economy would be most amount of scoop for you. Just by a pen, the first looks at the ink is a whole object. The whole thing doesn't get destroyed. So it comes out, again, most of the application of evidence. Shall how far to take it, some say by a piece of paper, most of the scuffling, some say even by appliances that are turned off, all appliances, that means in your kitchen, your house, you have anything that people move all the time. So according to this place, it's obviously not really moving it. And therefore, you have to be masked and do a big goof, do it with the elbow to make a mock place for it. You have any machine, then again, in the house, if you want to move it, you should do it to the goof. A fellow for the police marshal is there. Now, by an oven, the rest of by all mocks is.
Why
not find Travis? You want to ask, can you open it whether she's on or if she's off or. Right now, it's a use. Use the door, take food out.
So
the
heater goes on, right?
Once it's shiver clean on Shabbos,
you can
go back. Maybe that's how shiver came, because if it's planned to go off and on, then it's not broken. That's how it goes.
Then
you have to turn it on, you have to change, you have to do something to it. Like Evan, you have to react to it, you have to do something to it. Time is something built in before that. If it's built in before it's done, it should be clean. Please follow. Now, an Evan or any mukshas, so we have the Gemara that you have to react to it. If you're not react it, so Rashi goes, the Gemara goes on the same, a focus by an Evan, by the case of a Nidbash, a Lavonin, a focus of Ami and Abasi. The Gemara says, Silva Lamadam. That's what you're asking. What does that mean? So Rashi explains that even sadder it, that in order for them to sit upon it tomorrow, because you cannot even hassle it. So, first, by this case of Nidbat, person, according to Rami, it's Mokso. Yet you can sit upon it. Shall in general, if the person have a knot, will be established with the Mokso without moving it. This is something that Mokso Gomer, Iraq. If a person have a knot from it, can a person sit upon it? Was it an Isser of having a knot from Mokso? It did it only in Silver? Or did it or not? Shiloh. So the oil knots in the circular of course move that way from Rashi, and that's them from Zalakha also in Simin Shinchas, Shvetel, Magabron, and Meshavua. They come, they want Taino, that touching Muksha is Mutter. Talking about Iraq, lots of them, the Machabins in Machabin, the Mont of Gimel, the Mont says you like touch Muksha, no, it's not touching Muksha. And it comes from Numbers Shrine, and one reason is by Ostam, Iri and Kuf Kofay, Iri says, no, from Adol touching Muksha. Touching is Mutter. You can have enough from it. In the Kulkal Beit Amunah, the Ramban and the Ranul, they said that when you're on a boat and the guy puts a keves, a raft to go off the boat, so a person can go walk down this ramp. I have to go down the ramp using some of the mukso. Says the Ramban and the Ranul, no, it says being established on your enough mukso, and they say, just like you sit upon an Evan, the example is an Evan. I was thinking, just like you sit upon an Evan, you have to be established have enough mukso. And that's how the Mechaber and the Moab bring down, and that's how the Meshigur and the Magarab and the Graz, all the places can bring down. That person has the right to sit upon Muksa, and even if you do it a little bit, to rock, to move a little bit, to say the Maisa is Mutter. So we have Shainim and Pleskim that say, there's no problem, the whole Issa Muksa is being Natal for Muksa, Hanor for Muksa, Ishtamish for Muksa, Nigir for Muksa, all those cases are Mutter Gomer. Why? Where does it come from? They could have come in one place from Mount Sigil, they have other rights to it. Now, the Lashon of Rav Shulchan over here by us, he writes on Sifman Vav, about touching Muksa, there's no Issa at all. However, in Sifman Samaches, he writes, however, there's no Tzarech at all, then the person should not have killed the Gufa, he killed him in Abdan, not blow upon it, and he should not touch Muksa. Why his words are, where they coming from? Lama Yastikain, why do that for? Why touch Muksa for no reason? I never heard of Tzarech, I don't know where it's coming from. Rav Shulchan. Mike McClure, the Meir asked before Shakarat, why the Meir over here says that Esem get touched Muksa and sit upon Muksa. And even if you move it, you'll have to sit upon it. However, you should not touch Muksa. Why? Shem has become to Lidei Total. If it's going to maybe become to touch this rat and be metabolic, then don't touch it. So Shulchan says never touch Muksa. We says touch Muksa as much as you want, Meir said by us. However, if it can maybe come to Total or something, let us still touch it. However, still, then he should be going to Machmer and not touch it. Going to Machmer. And we should move down below this halacha. It says in the Sivkon Pebeis that bring down the spirit that you allow to touch it and Roy Machmer. When made you move it, it's Roy. When you make it in the body, you still touch it. But Roy is the Machmer.
You're trying not to do
Tokum
Hassad or not even touch it?
Not touch. The Mishmur sounds like Tokum Hassad. Yes, but the Miri inside is about being metal. Touch it. Touch it. And my now Shulchan Aruch Shulchan says touching also Roy Lachish. My speech of course from the Shavuot calling it they allow touch it just if it can come to total then Roy Lachish, but still because it is mutter. No, it's only selfish and self-funding, you know, you don't plan to, and it's counting, you know, as far as... Yeah, no, 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 fine, 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 we'll get to the case of that. Only selfish. Another case is, so the mice comes out, again, when I touch Moksa, move Moksa, and maybe you move it, I'm sorry, when I touch, you know, I have enough to move Shamish, but maybe you move it, it's very lavish. Now, there is another case of Moksa of food that's utter. Let's say, Tevel or other cases, that's Moksa on Shabbos, are you allowed to touch Moksa of food? What's the shiloh? We see by Pesach, a person cannot even touch a goy's chametz. Why? Because food is aimed to be eaten. So pshash, maybe you come to eat it. So therefore, let's say you hold raw meat is mukso. You touch it, and the pshash, raw meat is alright, because you're not enough to eat it anyway. But anything that's, let's say it's mukso. Are you allowed to touch it to move it? Because I'm safe, beginning of Bayah says that even though you're not touch mukso, except the things that are going to be eaten. Why? Pshash, maybe you'll come and eat it. They do discuss if your flesh attack it, touch molochics. Maestri maybe come to eat it, because the Vatashil plays in Kashra, he has two tools. Different child discuss when do we say this get a touching, maybe he'll come to eat it. The Maestri, the grass says clearly we never found this Kzeri anywhere by Mukso, in the Rabbanon, and it seems the place can sound like Nanak Tansoif, but Tansoif is only in the Fadushim on the day in the beginning, it's not put down on Shuvah, not put down on the page. And the Pashim, the place can assume that just like you can touch Mukso, you can touch Mukso even of Oikul, even of food.
Do you buy buses? Touch buses also?
Yeah. No, no, sir. Now the shalom where they're coming to be masked by Iskin Akashikum is that there's a Rajbah. The Rajbah on Pesach and Beis, by Masikim V'Kelim, by Masikim V'Shiva Kelim, what do you want to do? You want to light the Shiva Kelim. Now Shiva Kelim, let's move some Shabbos, has no use on Shabbos. You want to light it. Now when you light it, are you moving it? No, what are you doing? Be Mishtamish with it. So what is the Issa being Mishtamish with the Shiva Kelim? What's wrong with taking a Kli that's broken on Shabbos and light it? Who's moving it? You're being Mishtamish with it. Says the Rajbah, therefore, a person that cannot be metal to muksa, he cannot eat muksa, and he cannot mishtamish be dying with muksa. And therefore, he says he cannot be masikim mekelim. And he writes also by karami, let's say the egg, no beyontif, or no shabbos, a face of no shabbos and muksa. So if you want to take a bench and put upon an egg on shabbos, you be mishtamish the egg, and the egg won't move, also. Why a person cannot be mishtamish with muksa on shabbos? So it's a few answers. Says of kiveg, and maybe you submit in the kafei, he says, if you divide it, what's off, you know, unzer moganavram. Our Mughal Rabbam said the person can sit upon a rock. The rock is fakert. The rock is fakert. How can you Mughal Rabbam possibly sit upon a rock? I think we stamped with it. Who cares? The rock says not that way. Allah Maggie tell me, who says Mughal Rabbam is Mishubit the Rajbah? So in Hilkos Yantif, a seven Tavk of Alas, a task is the person cannot be Masik and Mishubit Kelim. And over there says the Mughal Rabbam, why? Because it comes from the Makar of the Rajbah, he Mishdamish with Muksa. It is Muksa. Therefore, I can be Masik and Mishubit Kelim. The Mughal Rabbam himself comes from the Rajbah. Mishavua, but also passes the same thing, but a person can sit upon an Evan. Over there in Simon Talk of Aleph, he says the person cannot be Masikim Mekalim. Why? Since it's Muksa, why? And therefore it's us to use it. And it's Choshev, when you light it, it's Choshev as if you're doing Tiltal. Mishavua is the serious Mughal Rabbam. There is numerous Akhainim, but they pass him over here, clearly you can't be Mishavua the Muksa, you can't sit upon Muksa. And yet it says Masikim Mekalim, and says the Mishavua and the Shatim, where did it come from? The Rajbah. He quotes the Rajbah. Perkut Kivegah, the Rajbah is against you, the Mughal Rabbam. Well, that's the serious Mishavua. So Shalom, what is the gathering that can be Mishavua the Muksa, you cannot be Mishavua the Muksa? And they come from sugyas, they learned either from Kasha Gavamita, Dafnun, or the case of putting Tzema around the Gdeo, different cases that yes, we can look at. Two Malachim, one Malachim in the Shavuot, one Malachim in the Rajbah. The Shavuot, the Akhonim, like saying over, they have Etzem to Mishtamash and Mukhsa, that's Mutter. Not have enough Mukhsa, the word of Mishavuot is like there, in Shitchapay, but Mutter is have enough Mukhsa. Tiltal is Otter. There's one type of tiltal that Losh Mishavu is Choshev Ketiltal. One type of Mishnamish is when you burn something. When you burn a faithis, it disappears from the world. That's its use. That's it. Mimetalsal is using it. When you burn it, it disappears. That's also using it. Again, the words of Mishavu and Tavko of Aleph, when you burn it, it's Choshev Ketiltal. So when it disappears from the world, Mimetiki Mishavu Kalim, it's disappearing from here. That's how you use it. That's Choshev Ketiltal. It's better than tiltal. Tiltal is what you use it for yourself to get to what you want to do. So certainly when you burn it and let it, you just take it out of the world and disappear, that certainly can be Choshev Ketiltal. So any destruction of an object of Muksa, that be also on Shabbos. Comes out the Mishavu Shita that point one time is Anach Mechefet and Muksa is Mutter. The Mishavu Mechefet and Muksa is Mutter. However, Tiltal is also, and destroying it, that is Shamshav of Kiloi, That'll also be moksha.
Because
that's it's loshem b'shigul. It's choshev k'toltol. When that you use it up, that's as choshev k'toltol. As the chashivus of toltol.
Raking a kli.
Raking a kli and you light it.
Not lighting, smashing.
You can break. Can move. What? You not break? Well,
I think I have a break.
Not break.
Talking outside.
A hammer or a cleat?
A cleat. You broke a cleat.
Yeah, so when I was doing a cleat.
It's
not very much.
Yeah,
it's not very good. My Tashka's coming, isn't there?
Shabbat Kirim on a Monday.
What?
Shabbat Kirim on a Monday.
Come on. It's saying you get it. That's it. So, but otherwise, it might be a bit of cleat. My family might be basically. My Sirajba says a case that you have a bale whose nose on Shabbat. You cannot take the bed and put the bed on top of the bale. That bay is not being used up. The Rajbo, as I'm going to point out, is not asking the Rajbo, it's only asking the Mishabru and the Mughal from. So we have the cycle in the bay, Madala, how he entered it. He says he's trying to explain together where does Muksa Mahmoud Kufa come from. We said off only the beginning of the man, there are two different Muksas. So the Muksa of Atakana, the Mason, the Chino Shabiyu, the thing that the Mason for Shabbos. For the Rashi, that's Din Deraisa, that we're going to be eaten, according to the places, the Shabbos, can we pass in Din Drabonon, a Smachtakra. This is smachtakor, as we're going to go suffer the rabbon l'chumra. Mashiachim is also moksa, because there's totum. The Rambam reading is why you know mani nuach, or just like Krishna, the deeper of Shabbos, they call the deeper of Shabbos. The lichah Shabbos, the lichah kol, or maybe it comes to do isirim, if you move it, you end up doing isir with it, or because you should ask like look, if you nick it Shabbos, numerous reasons. Two different moksas we have going on here. We have an isir of akana, where we say it's the rabbon l'chumra, and we have an isir there's totum, which is mishuk. The Shulchan by all says what you want to know by if it's, you need a la'ilam or for Shabbos, says Shulchan, Sabda Malakulo, Shabbos is enough. Why? Because Sabda Malakulo. So we have a muksa of Akhana, we have your Mechan, and we have a muksa of Xeris Total. Says the title, what's the difference between the two? If the Din's Mitzvah being Mechan is not really to be used right now, that's not really to be used, there's no use of it. Sai Akhila, Sai Ishtamshus, you can't have enough of muksa if the Sarn is Mitzvah Akhana. Any adach will be a dying, that's a chsarm mitzad afonah. Mashenking, something is a chsarm, only mitzad gzeret toto, nechom kiev mishtamshu denach, all the reason goes to the Rambam and the Rav, the reason is atzah, the reason is why the mani nuach, it should be nikur. Those reasons only apply to moving it. Being mishtamshu denach, nechom never made gzeret, gzeret toto, it's not gzeret off, being mishtamshu denach. What is an eved? Which muksa is that? Which muksa is that? So this phone goes different ways, but go out, the cycle says, the Rashba says, take an evidence, miyachid for Shabbos, oil for the Rashba, it's not a good yichud. Yes, miyachid l'oilam. That means it is meich, it is, I was meichid for Shabbos, still it's not enough, you need to have a kli. That means even if it's not son of Akhon, it's still moksha. The Ran argues, says, Akhon for Shabbos is enough. The Ran only says it by a kli that's oimid to be meichid for one Shabbos. Oimid to be meichid in general, but things are not oimid to be meichid. Even the Ran agrees, you need a yichud l'oilam. That means by muksa machmas kufay, by the case of an evan, or all muksa machmas kufay, the issa is not mitzad hachonah, because it must not be chsar hachonah, still it's muksa. What's the issa mitzad? There is total. There is total, there's no issa vishtamshus. Therefore, the mishabruah, maharam, they're saying, by case of muksa machmas kufay, in the case of an evan, you want to sit upon it, you want to sit, no problem, there's total, there's no chsar vishtamshus. The rabba masik mishabay kelim. That's the case of neilat. Neilat is the case of more kufay vachonah, like more beil. And the case of Abaya Shnoilat, it's a din of Achonah. The Gemara says, the Chino Shehaviyu, Chosan of Achonah, it's not prepared to be used, you can eat it on Shabbos, Abaya, it came into the world new. Achonah, that's Chosan of Vishdamshas. Chosan of Vishdamshas, it can be Vishdamshas at all also. Achonah means anything, whether eating it or whether using it, whether we alter it. That's how he wants to return to Rashbi, all the casuals upon it. That's what you say, they want to say, our case of Muslim Achonah Skufay, it's in the total. You could start saying, it could be sometimes the event. Unless you were not miyakne, why can it also be a son of machano? Yes, no, or a mace. What's a mace? A mace without a son of machano, or not son of exerts total. There are certain cases before muksa machmas kufay gets involved in both exerts. Sometimes you get exerts out of machano, sometimes you get involved in exerts total, and people might come with different kufas in different cases, but that's the story that the type wants the time to answer this question. Now, again, toshi muksa, yipaskin, is mutter, except for maybe either case of kali. If you have an ultimate, or maybe say for a case of a funnel. Now, taking a kli and covering up over an egg, one in the daf gimel says mutter. However, to touch a base is also. Why touching a base is also? So the simon shingit in the simon shingchas the shigur shakotin dalit. Over there, bringing down a machlokes between the Tazim and Rambam. Tazim and Rambam says the whole heter of touching mukhs is only served over heter and not served over iser. The going says not true. Not true. I'll tell you I'll bring a raya bro. The luck is that you can go over to a mace and do touch a mace, even though over there touching it to the masiyach madiyach to anoint for all the pond and make sure it doesn't smell. No iser, even though it's a tzarek mace. What's happening to tzarek mace? You see, touching mukhs is tzarek over iser is mutter. So those want to answer cover the beers. The guy says raya bro. Leave with the grand paskin. You not touch mukhs even tzarek over iser. Why by egg not? You touch an egg, automatically it rolls. Touch an egg, it always moves. So built in, it's called the secretion that the egg's going to move. Therefore, and the Mishmur passing this way in Simon Chinyot, the Lachai writes, he writes, quotes the Tazma Ravam, he says, the like Tazma Ravam, the Lachai is like the Goyim, the Lachai is like the Akhaim, the Sivis, that person can touch Muksa, even when it's served over Muksa, except when it's aiming to move like an egg, or touching a candle, which can move back and forth, or a lamp. But otherwise, you can't touch Muksa. And the Ik writes in the case of a mate. Now what about touching muksa? What does it get of touching muksa? What does it get of moving muksa? The Mishnah says by a mace that you take the hand of a mace and move it for whatever reason, that's also. The Mishnah says to move the aid of a mace is also gomer. We're down by the Machaber in the Sefer Beis that touching muksa is mutu, however to move any chelik of the muksa, go over to a branch to move a chelik of it, says the Machaber also. Moving it a chelik is still moving it. We shouldn't bring down from the circular. They go over there, the Pesachim say, you cannot move a chelik of the muksa. That means, very clear, again, touching muksa is mutter, moving is also, what is the moving, a chelik of the muksa, moving any part of the muksa, opening up a door, that itself is chelik of the muksa, that's also. Now the problem is, the Mishnah itself says over there, you cannot move an arm, yet you can do masiyach u'madiyach, you can anoint it and put oils upon it. If you ever try that, it always moves skin a little bit. Something is moving there. I mean, so you are moving a little bit, why is that mutter? Moving on, you can't do. Why? We don't look at the whole thing, we look at each part. Move the skin, that might say it's mutter. Before Shem Mishnah. What's the difference?
The
mace. Mace. Masiyach Madiyach. This would come kind of from the get of moving something. A mace, yeah. You can try. Yeah, even a mace. Even a mace. So, you get a lot of cases, like you go up, you're still in a car, goes up and down, right? It goes back to the same place. You go to a pole, you bang into it, goes back and forth, and goes back to the same place. Is that moving it? What's moving something? What's not moving something? So again, so clearly moving it on back and forth, it stays there, that's really moving. Touching, that's mutter, moving is also. Where is when you go to the skin back and forth? What is that? What's together? Why is it mutter? Why is it also? So, Lashon Tiferes Yisrael, I said exactly English, I'm not sure, but the words are, moving is also, however, manimichoi, pushing or making ripple go back and forth, That mice is considered not moving, that's touching. It's moving, that's not moving, that's touching. With the body in the case of a mace. He said, a body cannot make a branch move it back and forth. But just making something move, ripple back and forth, that's mutter. Based upon this, Arashi takes the mamash a step further, Imam Yochidish. The case over there, Arashi was a person had a lamp, and the kerosene was dripping in to keep the lamp going. The lamp went out, so once the kerosene can keep going in, it wasn't good to carry for the lamp. So how do you stop it? You take the screw and you turn the screw a little bit and it blocks it and doesn't make and closes it off and no more kerosene comes in. He says the Harsi, that's moving a little bit. Like this verse itself says. That does nothing. That's moving? That's nothing. That's not moving at all. Serious miracle. That's nothing at all. The screws move on from place to place. That's nothing. Kid Johnson. So I looked around a little bit to see, didn't think about anyone discusses, but the Yosef, finally, he brings down, he wants to talk about sitting upon a car, discuss the child sitting upon a car, the place can say you last sit upon a car, why? What is the Mishnah Brua, it's Kron Pepe, just like you last sit upon an Evan, even if it doesn't move, you last sit upon it, even if it moves, it also last sit upon it, why till the Nisad, till the Begufa, he said the place can be still last sit upon a car, very clear. Shall is, unless you get out of the car with your hands, you might have a problem over there, unless you don't get out of it with your hands. They get it out. First of all, it also might be a Kushma Mishnah, but even want to say it's a kiss, even want to say it's a Kushma, whatever you want to say, still, it can be, it's still you want to get a fine. And by this time, I'm saying that the Kushma Mishnah is anyway, and hopefully you want to get on. But then you're moving it. don't have to. Mishmur says the whole have to sing for Iraq is why I can still keep the group for years. You know, we can move it. Tilton Matzah. This is not Tilton
Matzah.
Oh, all right. So Rabbi said, Yaki Yeshiv want Taino getting on the car. It's not worse than a hard tree. And what they was in the case of the mace, his for is not the case of the mace moving a little bit, but anything goes back to its mokhan, banging a pole, goes back and forth, that's not moving. Goes back to the same mokhan. And he said that Koskin, the high street for, your mom's going to screw in, moves it in, and it's not being with Tulsa at all, still it's going to be motor. Still it's going to be
the
high street.
The though, when the
what? Right. And still the high street says it's not moving. If your mom is finished. So what do you have to do? So what does father have to do? Yes, Maisel. I have a three, I have a four, this. He said, the car is more than what you think of the Shema Masa. He said, the treasure show, he said, you can pass it to the farm. I mean, yeah, what does Nimucha mean? I'm not even sure how to say it, but he said, the high tree, that's a Chiddush Asma. That is how I said that. He's saying, at the car, you ride motor. But you're moving it over there. To say something? Very nice, that's it. And I don't say to argue, because that's not his point. His point is about thinking about the car. Yeah, hard to understand it. But Maisa, again, we have swords over. We have a mission that says, you want to move away. Part of the skin of a mace. Shows what happened over here. Is it far like a Yosef one, like a Yafi Yosef one side goes back and forth, stays in the same place? That's not moving. And anything other than not moving. Or do you say the far is only being rippled? We have a mission that says it's motor. Shows to understand what the getter is. So again, touching moves is motor, moving is also. Shows what is touching what's moving. There is an interesting Shama Yehuda example from the Dhamma of Yashiv, and I'm not sure what this case is. I can tell you the words. It says that you have a pipe of gas or water, these pipes, that are loose. He says he can't move it. Why is that just moving it? Now, I don't know what it means by moving. Does it mean mamish moving or does it mean just shaking it back and forth? It sounds like mamish is shaking back and forth. But he doesn't say that. It doesn't point out anything like that. He's lying. But my thing upon a car, that's only his motor, what the Moshe's Klishma is better. So only his motor, but even Klishma is better. Well, if you don't even move to sign a kiss, the Moshe's going to put your hands upon it. Most of the
clothes
will be motor.
Clothes one.
Yeah. Mamish touching it. That's not really a good case. What is that? We have it. Of course, it's very subtle. It's mamash like a ripple in his skin. According to the Hatzvi, it's still his motor. According to the Yaakov Yosef, it should also be motor. The problem is, what do other people say?
Why
did they? What? No, he's mafakim. We didn't answer what should I do with the Mishnah. We never answered what he did with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says very clearly, you can run. Unless you want to say what he's saying. That they come, he was at the time that the dust moved by me. I don't know. Not a tablet, because unless you want to say the mace is, they want to say the head of cover the Prius, and if you're in the right mace, the problem is good. Don't bring the right mace home, because my mocking touching book, so we're missing it. Each line, pull it together.
Why
is it looks like it's made for Esther to hang up clothing upon it when it's wet. They want to even their clothes to clip them, or fish my first hand, to clip themselves.
You
can't do it. So that's what Makaimah. You'll have to give them one back, so that's what Makaimah. Otherwise, it's not. And the clips they want to also made for, when hanging clothes, which is, can't do it, that's what it's made for. Now, to get the figure of Yichud, first, Yichud had me after something, the placing the Taisha Shabbat of the Simon, Yichud out of the custom does not help. That means, even these apricot things, you want to argue with them, say the mice, you can't miyakul, or kids can miyakul oilam, they can't do anything anyway. They can't even miyakul even they want to miyakul. Even if they did during the week, it won't help. That means you need to get the parents to buy it, and the kids, the parents do the apricot during the week, and the kids take it, the miyakul is, and Shabbos still is more so. But, the Shabbos in the subject, maybe if the parents won't help, maybe the kids is not what help. Because we tell chinuch, we tell them when they get older, it's good enough for them, maybe now for the kids it would help, for them themselves, maybe it does. So, like the place can come out all the time, says, Yichud of a kid does not help. Like what happens in the Africa pits, I don't know, how do what parents do? I'm not sure what happens with you. What? Who? I'm eating it, the kid takes it off the table, the kid takes it, he's me after it.
The kid
can't do anything. It's a makshav, it's not a makshav.
Why do you have a makshav?
That's not that. Makshav means to chip it and paint it and do something to it. Everyone has it. Even the telephones now, they keep the kids busy, they still have it.
Teach them the name.
Apricot? How is it?
Adjuman.
I don't know. Fine. Now, two types of sugars in and of Yifa, please, the sugar on the called Kofa Bay. A colloquial sugar of Ami and Rav, the sugar of Nun. Three different cheetahs, Shmuel, Shmuel, Rav. A colloquial sugar there. Now, Aloko, we pass him. silly on the sugya on that note. We pass him like Ravashi, Ravasi, as a gish, we pass him like Ravashi. Now, it could be also, if you look around, a lot of times you see the Rishonim, the place coming down, we pass him Rishonim of Gamil. Now, what they mean, what they mean is, Rishonim of Gamil says, you ain't that luxure. What does that mean, ain't that luxure? Is it Machshava, was the Yeshiva? Could be Ravashi is saying Pshat in the Rishonim of Gamil. Could be they're arguing in the Rishonim of Gamil. If we look at the Baragur, looking down, we pass Rishonim of Gamil, or look at the Gonis Maimi, we pass Rishonim of Gamil. Could be Ravashi in the Rishonim of Gamil. Not the Pshat of Sugya. Could be the arguing in the Rishonim of Gamil himself. But we might have two separate sugyas. Now, are they the same sugya, two different sugyas? The Magen Mishnah wants to tell you that they're steer in their bay, and therefore the Rif, the only passing is in that room. In that passing out sugya, why? Because as long as you have Makshava, that's enough. Or as long as you have Yeshiva, that's enough. Yeshiva, Makshava, enough. And out sugya, ignore that own side sugya. Now, the face of the Kasha, you can say, Makhlek the sugyas, the fourth of Asi. Well, the Pasha Teres says, he looked inside the Magen Mishnah, he had one of Ashi, one of Asi. Look inside his mom, just as a gear son, not a place of Teres, mom, she said. Look at the base, what did he ask? When he goes to Kamor, he has a Vasi and Vasi. So he had the Kasha of Shtosa, he had a gear son of Vasi and Vasi. Magen Mishnah had no Kasha, because he had a place of Teres, he had a gear son of Ashi and of Asi. That's how he called to Kamor. Fine, that's the way of answering it. But the study to come out with is that there is two Chobos in the Rambam, that there's something that's aimed to be Miyakut for Shabbos, aimed for Yichud, it's made for Saif, it's a Saif Eter. There's something that's not made to better, it's just a rack, you don't do anything with it. By the case of Nidvach Shal Avonim, it's not made for Miyachid to sit upon it. Masha Enki Mechadei Shal Zekul, Masha is made to sit upon. Except you with your Machshava, you made into Isser, so one Machshava can be Oikin other Machshava, Machshava can make it into case of Eter. Masha Enki is something with Zias, that itself is Be'etem, not made for Eter. You want to uproot it, you have to do a Maisa to it. That's a way to answer the two circuits. Now, stuff with the case of something that's struggle for a person to sit upon. So first of all, what about for one Shabbos? What is it din al oilam? According to Shainu, the Rashba says, you need al oilam. Look in the Kishon Aruch, he just lost him, he says, you need al oilam. Kishon Aruch, the Mamash, wants to say what the Rashba sounds like. Now, Shainu is the one that's lost the Mamash Lekulo, is the Graz, the Chayotim, or Shofan, Kavachayim, that's not for Lekulo. Shabbos stuff is good. Mishbua, very interesting. Mishbua, but also on the spot, he says, but Mokum Tzorach, he can be Mekel. Over the three other Mishnah Brewers in Sukkot Kof, and in the Shin Gimel Tukkot Ayin Gimel, and the Shaiti and Shin Yabay, over there he writes, Sosom, very clearly, Shabbos itself is good enough. I mean, the essence of that Mishnah Brewer is one Shabbos enough. Be machmer if you can't, he can't, fine. That's it. Not to forget, he's being machmer, and what would serve is being makel. The Shin Mishnah Brewer forget, he's being makel, and if you can't be machmer, be machmer. So he went like the Ikka Faiskim, Chayadim Rav Hashokhan, but Ikka is being machmer. Some swarm behind gets from some of those different ways. Some say Yafi Machmer, less Machmer, like Shmir Shabbos, Shammy Edison. Who was the Mishnah Brewer? Really, if I cared. He went the other way. That's me, Makel. Because three times he's soft in the cooler. He said, Machmer, why not be Machmer? Now, this didn't, is Yeshiva helping us. So, Machloikis, Rebbe Tam, Rebbe Shimshin, and Daf Nun. If it helps, Mice, the Pleiskin, can command. All of them are Makel in the case of Yeshiva, they can't sit upon it. Now, if you sit upon it during the week, is that good enough or not? Also, Machloikis, Tosfos, and Firosh, and all the Rishonim, it helps or not? Mishbu says to be Machmer, why comes to the Eliyahu? Eliyahu has two reasons. One is why Rishonim are Machmer for during the week. For Oidia, we're over here, a Svek Lechumro. Because there's a shell that we say over here that Yeshiva helps. If Yeshiva helps, certainly Machshava helps. The Ram quotes are Bam Fakarek, but Yeshiva helps, Machshava does not help. That means you have a Svek Lechumro. First of all, according to Ram, the whole time Machshava itself, the whole entire Machshava itself doesn't help for a week. And even once that helps, maybe all of us, if you do it for Shabbos, not for, if you don't do it for you may chol. So we have the Mishpura says, La'alokho, you should be chosh, L'chomro, for this din, and L'chachilo, and the whole purpose is to do it for Shabbos, not for you may chol. And the Shabbos, this man is there, what cases is something that is ruggle for a person to make for heter, and what's not ruggle? Some strong, but interesting, they went with the case of the Shulchan Aruch and the case of the Mishpura. Today not here. You can't say you bring down a case of Temer around a Kadeo. No one does this much that. That's the example you bring down your safer. The case of Temer around Kadeo. That's the case of being Ruffle. It's not. No one does Ruffle as much as that. It really depends upon the place and where you are. They bring down a case of a rock to an egoist. No one does that much as that a rock to an egoist. They bring down the case of a branch, in Mahabas case, a branch is moving. Bring down the case of a Hoyas to sit upon. These cases are very strange that some of them bring down this is the case. Either, I don't know, say the Shulchan Aruch, some of them are good, say the Shulchan Aruch says this is the case, they don't give any of their own cases, as Mahan said. I think it's wrong, Shulchan Aruch their own cases. So what is today's case? Where does it negate to? So I looked around, and again I wasn't sure. I only came across two Sfarim that one side of the case. One is, they quote the same paper that Zatman Shamar about, continued by one of the pamphlets quoted. The time is sand. It's made for sandbox, it's made for building. It's only for Heter, it's only for Issa. Case of sand would be a good case that would help Yichud for Shabbos. We stand up on Yichud for Shabbos. Makshava for Shabbos. Makshava for Shabbos.
Not in the
sandbox. No, in the sandbox, but he was dumb, but he was Yichud. They put up sand outside, and it was Yichud for Shabbos. It's only for Heter. If you say that, let's take a step back. What's the sandbox? What's the sandbox?
The
Heter
sandbox.
No, no. It's something that's there to make. Something that's there, not aiming for it. Anything that's there to take a rat to make a necklace, anything that's there to make it better. So what's a sandbox? Do you like stand in the shop with the sandbox? Can you yeah. What do people do with it? They make holes, which is osur, make into mud, which is osur. What's it made for? Make sandcastles, which is osur. So the cliche mark is it? What's the mark is it? Or is it head to come? What is a sandbox? Can you let you keep playing with it or not? You like his plants out of it? So, of course, when something is not that clear, exactly what it is. Shall how exactly look at a sandbox? The Kodesh Shani writes, and Avante is Issa, why the Ikashim, which is people make sand, they make holes in it, and dig in it, and make it to mud. And it's anyway, Issa, you can't play with it. It's Muxa, Explosion Makhlis, and Muxa Makhlis, Issa. Look, a Muxa, some of goes that way, and a Rebbe goes this way, they pass the Muxa Makhlis, Issa, and Sasheni, Shemir Shabbi Khosai, the article, they say, no, what do you mean you can play with it? Without making holes, kids all the time, especially young kids, older kids make sandcastles. Young kids, what they do with it? They make nothing. They just do not know what they do. But they play with sand. So you could start adding Mordeshach. Even Klish Makhlisar, so Kukum Kham is water. So even though I say it is Klish Makhlisar, so fine, I won't make a sandcastle. And for me, it's Klish Makhlisar. But I want, what I want to do is I want to play with it. And some mix up the sand. So what's the issue with that? Gets back to the other shiloh. What's again the tzarek kufa? The tzarek mekayim. According to klishim mach, the heter has to have a tzarek toiv. When you put up shulchan together, that you have to have kavanah for it. Even self right, having kavanah for iser is not enough. Before, if you want to have a tzarek toiv, a guy has an arm on the other guy's shoulders, and he can't use poles. Why? Because not tzarek toiv. But playing with sand isn't tzarek toiv. Before, it's not nichol tzarek kufa mekayim. I would say I'll be tzarek yishlani. Arguing the fact that kavanah is there. But of course, Peter Mishnagura that says, it's not enough of Tzarek Tzarek to have having poles on each other's shoulders with heavy and animal upon the guy's hand, so it's not Tzarek Tzarek to play in the sand. So the Chora will come out that if you hold the Klishma Akhla Isser, you cannot play in the sand on the Shabbos. If you hold the Klishma Akhla Isser, it will be water. So this case that Rav Tzarek was being an Akhamino of Dich without sand, you have to know what sandbox is. The minute is the kids you make, what's wrong?
You can't make a hole either way though.
What?
You can't make a hole either
way. A hole can, it pulls in. No, but usually if it's not solid, it falls right down. There is no hole. He digs deep and makes a hole. That would be awesome. That's what I mean.
There's no
way to use a hand.
It's
easy for you. No, but kids? Yeah. No, but the playing is not in the good, I'm sorry. But right, even a ball, the Mechabit says a ball, most of the scoop, and now like we make the whole ball as a clean. The Mechabit says a ball has no kshivas to it. Every game says Mechabit is Muxa Machos Kuba, it's nothing, it's no value to it. Also, the astronauts make with the Sfagim will become Machos Kuba. Now, that's enough of you took a ball, you formed a ball, you made a ball, Muxa Machos Kuba, you're not going to finish. Mechabit Shiva. So, also, you're telling me, Tzoyah Kuba, you have a Klisha Machos Kuba? Fine, another case to bring down. Another case I want to say, really, we have a case that is telling us global to be open better. Another case I found, the Shami Yinsen says, what? What's the word?
Ajuim.
These Ajuim is something that easy to fill out. What's made for Ajuim? That's the only other case I found that it's only for that. Now, Lukash was this clock inside Khoury, he's not, he's managed to push Khoury, obviously in this case, because it's not a case, and he won't say it's, well, he just brings it down. He's talking about Ajuim when he hits the last case Ajuim. Sounds like it's yet to be Yichlo. When he brings the case of Miyachel Oilam, one time someone else, that's when he brings it down. Sounds like he argues. What? Yeah, but how do you look at it? How do you look upon it? Is it initially there to miyachid it? I'll be fine to which I'm right. I'll check. They play with him. They trade and sell and rock on it. Like marbles, whatever. That's the case of something that's ruggle. Something that's not ruggle, the lock is you need a yichl oilom, shalt me a mice not. more effective than the Maisa. The Ramot said only the Maisa, Mishpua says Iker didn't even need the Maisa for it. Now, do you need a Yichud Bepeh? So Mishpua says, and the Chayotim says, you do not need a Yichud Bepeh. The Maisa look in the Svaradim, they say you do. Because Svaradim, Kavachayim, and Shai, they want to people to say you do need Yichud Bepeh. So what Makloik says, as I'm encouraged in the Sugi over there, Rashi says, Makloik says you need a Yichud Bepeh. The Mishpua says that if you do, his words are, even though you need Yichud Oilam, he says, unless and also by Maisa, Mechich Sha'imah Lishamesh, you do a Maisa proof that you want to make it into a Shemesh, that's mutter, even not being miyakav loyim. If you do an act to it, okay, if you do an act to it, so what does the kedim say to do an act to it? Just okay, say, I'm scrolling down. But the chayot of lashon is anything in magalat dasi making it to kli, anything. I mean, you don't take a rat and you want to make it into baal kaf. Does not mean you have to form into a baal kaf. You don't really chip it. You did something to the kli. You show you want to deal with it. You want to use it. So there's a place can not yet to show that the baal kaf. You have to show that you want to use it. You take a rock, you clean it and wash it well. That self shows you want to use it. That self is enough. You take a rock, pebble, and you paint them. So the place can on itself is good. You want to take a rock and throw it on Shabbos. Say on the, right on the rock Shabbos. So the place can right on the Shabbos. Say there.
You show it into a nice pot.
Putting a nice pot is not changing the thing itself.
By remaining the pot
enough. It's not even. It's not even. All rocks. They're not there for rocks. It's not even. So what they do is, again, you have to change the thing itself. One case is what they bring down from the Zach Shamar, you put a piece of paper around the rock. You take paper around it, that's the Seder. Or they say, take tape, tape it to the rock, or you paint for the rock, or the word Shamar's on the rock. These are different cases that it will help to show they did a Maisa to it. You don't need a Maisa that negates what you're doing. You only do a Maisa to it, that shows that you're being Mishdam to it, that's all enough to be accurate to be used for Shabbat. Now I'll feel in John, it's cool Hashem. No, I'm just saying, if people who have some jukes in there, they don't know, don't understand, it's cool Hashem, that's what they do.
I'm saying, how smooth
is it
even
at
that anyway?
I mean,
to
push one of the books? No,
that is.
Yeah, it's most not going to be. Just our second day, the only love will be behind. We're going to learn next couple of days still. Hesperic. There'll be a Wednesday. There'll be a Bechina. It's Martin's from Tzidoy. And for next week, night later, since we're a little behind, we won't do Tzitziyat. We'll do Sunday, Monday, Tuesday at night. We'll be Chazara. Or the two Prokhim, the Mayor Isha and the Mayor Tanyan. Sorry, Mayor Behavior, Mayor Tanyan. Over on Thursday, Parash Shabbos, all the Shulas, we'll be Chazara on the whole Tzidoy called Kalin. And we'll be Chila on Sunday. Some of you won't be Martin's from Tzidoy in that case. And that means that after Shavuos, when we sang first Seder, and later second Seder, we sang the Me'er Isha. And also next week, since we begin on Wednesday on second Seder, then we'll be singing, obviously, on Wednesday instead of 6:15, 7 in the morning. And Achvaita, most loud is the gate by now. Some of it is also Moksa. So by Sunday, I want to be finished with the Parak. Only do Sefiot of Kisa Kalin. One place will be about oil, we'll get back to it in oil. The other place in, depends how well you want to learn and how well you understand them, in the sense of you have a bina or not. You have a bina, it's much more geschmack. One year for L. We want to spend a week in it, but since have oil, one year for L. So we go through it very quickly. And after Sunday, we'll be doing the Pei Alpha and Aleph and the Sugi of Kavod Abriyas, a Simon Shinya Bay by Kesa Muksa, until Shavuos, until Wednesday.